go back to Hodu, we have a very important part of Pesukah de Zimra that, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, it said after Baruch Shomer, according to Nusach Sfar, it said before Baruch Shomer. That's the section called Hodu. So, by way of introduction, the collection of Pesukim that we call Hodu actually are from different places in Tanakh. Take a look at the comment of the Beis Yosef in Siman Gimel. He says, "Bizman hazeh, we know it to say after Brisa de Bishmol Hodu, and other pesukim as well." And he quotes the Sefer Orchas Chaim that the reason is because that the Aron was taken after Shiloh was destroyed. It was taken by the Plishtim, and then Hashem punished them. They ended up giving it back, and then it stayed in Kiryas Yearim for quite a number of years, and then David brought it up to a special place after that. Next to where he was, and even though the Migdash, the Mizbeach, was in Givon, but nevertheless the Aron was in a separate place, and they used to say this Mizmor. Now Hodu, until you get to the Halel Hashem, as you can see, that's all from Divrei Hayamim Aleph Tezayin, from the Pasuk Hodu Hashem Kiru Bishmo, it's Tezayin Ches, and then it continues again. Now, in Tehillim, you have it in two different places with some Shinuyim. So what we'll focus on today is the first part of Hodu, which is from Hodu Hashem Kiru Bishmo until Uvin V'ayal Toreyu. And then you have a second section, which is in Divrei Hayamim, what follows, and Tehillim is in a different place. The first section that we're going to look at today is also in Tehillim, Kufei, those 15 Sukkim. So what's the connection? Why are we saying it? So he says, Orchas Chaim says that they used to say this Mizmor in front of the Aron. Now, it's another. So again, what the Shaykh is to us. Okay, it's Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's also possibly connected to the Tamid. We have Karbanos, maybe Nusach Sfard, that's what they say before Mizmashir, before Pesukah de Zimra. So we talked about the Seder HaTamid. So the Seder Olam says, in Tamid Shel Shachar, they would say from Hodu Hashem, until Vinviyayal Tareyu, so those 15 psukim, and then continues after that in Divrei Hayamim with next series of psukim, which is Shirul Hashem, that they would say in Tamisha Ben Harabayim. Okay, and then he says something else interesting, that there are 10 Lashonos of Hodah, Keneged Eser Makos, and Keneged Asar Nisim that we experienced in the Yamsuf. The Sefer HaManig says a similar thing. He says, David said this when he brought the Aron from Kiryas Yearim to Ir David in Yerushalayim. And they would say it, he says, he would say it every day by the Karban, this Man HaBayis. The Seder Olam says they divide it into two parts, which is why again today we'll focus on part one, which is in Tovin V'ayel Tereyu. We typically say it every day. However, there was a minig at one time, they say only said it on Shabbos. The Sefer Seder Hayom, this is in the time of the Arizal, tells us that this is a beautiful shir to say after Kaddish, before Baruch Shamar. It's a shir nechmad, to say it benachas, b'kol zimra, v'toda. This is the shevach that you find Divrei Hayamim, the David and Asaf and the various Mishorim, the Levim, which sing it when they brought the Aron to its place until v'halil Hashem. And they said it b'toda, v'kol zimra, b'shir, u'shvachal, kliyam, Hashem said it with a lot of an orchestra. So in his time, it wasn't yet widespread to say it in the week. But on Shabbos, we do say Bashir b'zimra, mila b'mila. That's why, again, when you know there's priorities when a person comes late to shul, and you know what is more important, what you can skip. So this is part of what you wouldn't say. Hopefully you do come on time to shul and you have time to say it. But again, if either you don't come on time or you don't have time, you can't keep up. So this would be not said because you want to get the ikur to the ashrei and the halukas, which is the crux of Pesukah de Zimra. Anyway, one time they didn't say it during the week at all because of Bitul Malacha, people have to get to work. And on Shabbos they said it with Mamish, with Shir, with Zimra. And then after you get to Baha'u'llah Hashem, which is the end of the section in Divrei Hayamim, then you have a series of psukim from various places, and he gives you a little bit of perspective on that. Hosifu Allah, Lom Roma Hashem Elkeinu, Roman Mubu Rachum, and other psukim as well, Kel Nekamos, or Hakol Inyan Tchina Utfila, Ala Yeshua, Bal Ge'ula, Shetach Zatar Liyoshna, or that Hashem should bring the Ge'ula, Umalchus Shemaim, Bakol Mashalav, Cholavu Kapsapia. Okay. Here you see the way, the context of the Pasuk Divrei Hayamim, It says in the beginning of Perek Tezayin, V'yam Aleph, V'yivos Aron Elkim, V'yitzigos Abusocha Oel. This is David bringing the Aron to Ir David, and they offered karbanos, and then V'yivarach Esa'am, and he divided, he gave people things to eat, and he pointed the Levian, and gives them their names, and they were singing, and then he tells them these words, these psukim, from Pasuk Ches through Pasuk Chavez, 15 psukim, Hodu Hashem Kiru V'shmo, Tobin V'yar Tareyu, and it continues the way we continue as well, but this is the first part, again, that was said by Tamid Shel Shachar. Looking to Tehillim, you see there are a lot of shinuyim in the language, slight shinuyim for the most part, but the 15 psukim that appear in Tehillim Kufhei, the Radak points us out, Divrei Yamim, Zeh HaMizmor Shoru Osan Hayom Ufnei Aron, that day they sang it, Ubesefer Tehillim Hukasim Gamkein, El Sheish Beneim Shinuyim Ma'at Mixas Tevos, Ven Yenechad, and Visham in Tehillim, it goes until Vin Viyayal Tereyu. Right? Or as it says in Tehillim, the Lin Viyayal Tereyu. Vin Negam Ken Tachus Mizmar Du Hashem Kishu Hashem Ka'arts is Mizmar Echad. With Sefer Tehillim, you have the second part also, but in a different place. Not in the same place, not in Kuf Hei, but earlier. Let's go through the 15 Sukkim a little bit, just get a bit of perspective. These 15 Sukkim, which is the first section of Hodu. Hodu Hashem, Kiru Vishmo, Hodi Avamim Maliosa, Radak, in Divrei Hayamim. So some of these commentaries I've quoted from Tehillim, some from Divrei Hayamim, again, basically the same basic words. These are David's words to the Meshorim. Hodu Hashem, we just say ourselves, Hodu Hashem, we don't realize. This is what David said to the Levim. You, Levim, Hodu Hashem, and he said it to the Kahal as well, Kiru Vishmo. What is Kiru Vishmo? Means to thank Hashem, like we had in the Pesukim by Avraham Avinu, by Yikra, Yitzchak also, by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. That means to call out, to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's Kiru Vishmo, like it says by Avraham. Zelotam Hodio Va'amim Aliros of His ways. Ha'aligos shes olam b'plishtim adva ha'aron. What's Aligosav? Aligosav means specifically how Hashem showed Hashgacha Pratis to punish the plishtim who took the aron. So that's why now the aron was finally brought back. So he's talking about the miracles that Hashem showed when he took revenge against the plishtim. The Malbim explains that there's different levels of Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Hashgacha within the Teva and Hashgacha of supernatural. So he explains that's where these two psukim are to be explained. Hodu Hashem achas shebeches Hashem ha'nagosav im ha'adam b'fat b'fuas ha'nefesh u'gmula v'anhogas ha'olam b'chlau k'fi ha'teva she'yisav she'yismei breishis. Now he's going to focus on Hoda on the second level, hanaga nisis, that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has with us, Am Krovo. Shiru Hashem Hoda pratis al tovos ha'pratios, on specific kindnesses that he does, the Yikru Vishmo, to call his name, with Farsem, Maisav HaPratiyim, Hodil V'amim Alilosav, Hanhagos HaMaisim Shiasav, Midosav, Rachum V'chan, Rav Chesed. Alilosav are the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Gimu Midos, specifically Rachum V'chanun, and is according to how people act, as Shchar V'onesh. Then the Malbim continues with the next pasuk along the same lines, Shiro Lo Zamru Lo, you call Yisrael, sing specifically to Hashem and tell His miracles. That's where it's going to. Now it says, you should pride yourself with His holy name. The Radak says, who are we speaking to? Atem tuchu l'shala akol ha'amim b'shem kodesh hanikdash aleichem. This is again along the lines of what the Malbim says, that this is unique to Kal Yisrael. At this point, the Radak is explaining, we have the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we have that idea that Hashem's name nikra aleinu, so it's hal b'shem kodesh, and therefore yismach levavchem, that you are mevakshi Hashem. That's one pshat. Then the Radak has another pshat. Maybe it means kol mevakshi Hashem, even from the nations of the world, Yismach Libam B'Shem B'Vakshem. So everybody who is a Mevakesh Hashem, not just Jews. The Malbim has a few beautiful ideas here. Hishalu Mosif. Now he's adding more. Hishalu B'Shem Kodesh. Shem Kodesh again means Hanhaga Shenoeg B'Kodesh. Shehim Uvdeles Mechukas HaTev HaKfuim El Hanhaga Kedusha Muflas. Now it's another level of Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh Yil Fikidushas Yisrael Maseyem. that's going to be commensurate with Klal Yisrael's Kedusha and how they act. And that's the Tehillah v'Shevach Yisrael. Hashem's name is more sanctified through our Kedusha. And through that, Yismachay Mevakshi Hashem, Kiyiru, Elsisha Nimso Mevakshav, he's available when those seek him out. Yisnaigimam Kefi Midasam, and according to their Midah, how Hashem acts to us. Vagam Shekom Mevakish Dover. Now, what's Yismachay Mevakshi Hashem? The Bikush itself has Simcha associated with it. Kom Mevakish, not Mevakish Hashem, Lo Yismach Baot Shelo Matzah Simavukash. The idea of the Malm says this a lot. Usually, a person is looking for something, so they're not happy when they're searching, because either they'll get what they're getting, and then they'll be happy, or they won't get it. But now it's just frustration, because you're trying, you're doing your shtadlis. The shtadlis is not going to bring simcha. In mitzatzi safik, im yimtzael, maybe I'll be successful, maybe not. In mitzatzi dan lo yigia tachis makamaso, and even if I know that it's going to lead to it, but it's not yet there. When you achieve your goal, then you're happy. The chozeh lei mivakshi Hashem is different. Yismach. Why? Number one, because bevada yisigum mivaksham. There's no suffix. So regarding the question of a person's not sure, here they're sure. Ki nimtza Hashem is available. Those who seek him out. Yishur Hashem being much so, right? That means that Fatsibur for sure, and Yisik Hashem, Hashem is available. In Mitzad, Shabakasha Ba'atmehi HaTachlis, because the Bikush itself, the Bakasha is itself the purpose and the goal. Kashem Woyusag La'olam. Hashem can never be fully grasped. Rakivukash Tamid. There is a goal, and the goal is the seeking out. The Zosi HaTachlis. So the Tachlis itself is the expression of longing. And that's the next pasuk that he connects it with. Dir Shur Hashem Ve'uzo, Iker Hi Hadrisha, Lo HaMetzia. Dir Shu Hashem. You be a Doresh Hashem, to be Mevakesh Hashem, that is a Tachlis himself. Ki Ein Mishu Yasigat Musso. There is no one that can actually grasp Hashem's essence. You have to seek out Hashem's ways. You should always do this. It's infinite. Okay, Rashi says, Dir Shur Hashem Ve'uzo is specific to the Aron. The Aron is called Uzo, Rashi says. Zichu Nifla'osa Vasher Osa, Mosav Mishpate Fiyu or Mishpate Fiv. What are Nifla'os? What are the Mosav? What are the Mishpate Fiyu? What are these things referring to? Various explanations here. Rashi learns, Nifla'osa means the plagues that Hashem beset the Plishtim with. And also, he says, the Peretz Be'uza, what happened with the Aron, where he's trying to fix things, and he thought it was going to fall. So this is Rashi. Ibn Ezra, Zichru Belev, Niflosav is creation of the world, Movsav is Mitzrayim, Mishpatei Fiv is Sinai. That's Ibn Ezra. The Radak is a different shot. Zichru Niflosav, Zichru Belev, Niflosav, Movsav, Hashem, Asa Yisav, Mitzrayim, Uva Midbar, Mishinuch Mitzal Oretz. So Niflaosav Asher Asa goes from Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, the Makos, the Midbar, and Knisal Oretz, the Chaim B'dvar Ha'aron Be'eretz Plishtim, all that is Niflaosav, because he says, interesting, Ki al Neis Echad Val Pel Echad Chayev Adam Wiskar HaMopsim HaKodmin. When you're celebrating one miracle, you're supposed to already be Mitzarif with that, earlier miracles as well. V'zesh Amar Zeich Asav V'Niflaosav Mishpatei Fiv is the Makos that came about through Moshe's predicting that the Makos is coming, that Mishpatei Fiv through the declaration. V'cheinu Mishpatim Bo'am HaMitzvayim K'mo Shama B'fiv. In Dibayom Zezera Yisrael Avdo, in Te'um Zezera Avram Avdo. So first of all, what is the connection to the previous Pasuk? So Rashi explains, L'miyani Omesh Yaskiru, and as we're saying these Pesukim, sing Dirshu Hishalu, Dirshu Zichru Hu. That's how the Pesukim flow. Who am I telling this to? L'miyani Omer Sheyaskiru Niflosav Shotamim Deyim. To Yisrael Yisrael Avdo. That's how you connect the Pesukim. Why does it say Yisrael here and Tilm says Avram? So Radak says the Kavana is the same. Zera Yisrael, Zera Achayel Avram, but the Zera that we're talking about Avram is Zera Yisrael, which is Miyuchad Banu. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He's our God, v'cholarch mishpatav. Even though, says the Radak, v'cholarch mishpatav, but we feel connected, especially to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. The Malbim says, Hu Hashem, through His miracles, tasigu also v'tiru ki Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, v'kinu imor alakesha sheish v'iman Elokeinu, our God, and a special hashkacha He has with us. Now here you have Zichru la'olam briso in Divrei Yamim, Dabat Tzivat Levdor, and then Zocha la'olam briso in Tehillim. And what does Dabat Tzivat Levdor mean exactly? So the Radak points out, Zichru la'olam briso is, and Zachar. Zachar means Hashem remembers the bris with Avraham Avinu forever, for many generations, the Haftacha that He promised, Tziva, Sheyamud la'olavdor, Tziva means Gazar, He decreed, She Gaza Berbis bin Absarim, to give, as it says in the next Psukim, to give Eretz Canaan to us for many, many generations. Yele Elevdo Orfachin, generations later. Zichru means we should remember. Rashi here and in Tehillim explains as follows. The Torah would have originally been given at the thousandth generation, the creation. But Hashem realized the world couldn't exist without Torah. So He moved Torah up to the 26th generation of creation. That's 10 to Noach, 10 to Avram, and 6 more to Moshe. So that means that it was how much less? 1,000 minus 26. That means it was 900 and what? No, 774 generations earlier than it would have otherwise been. That's how Rashi reads it, based on Chazal. Asher Koras es Avraham Ushvuas Eli Yitzchak here. At a bris milah, we quote the other pasuk. Ever remember at a bris milah, we quote this pasuk, but not from Divrei Yamim. People notice it then because they know the pasuk from the siddur. Shekar Avraham Shvuaso liYischak, and VaYamidel Yaakov Uchok Yisal Bris Olam. What does it mean? What is the karas? What's the shvuah? These are the parshas that we're reading now. Karas is Avram is the bris bin Absarin. Hashem karas Hashem is Avram bris, and that bris there was a shvuah to Yitzchak, as we read in parshas Toldos. It was first Radak learned Vashvua Li Yitzchak Kaya was for Yitzchak. That's how he reads it, first reads it. Now, the Shvua to Avram, the Bris Mem Sam, was for Yitzchak, not for Yishmael. And then he says, Ubishvua Li Yitzchak, Hayisak Moshtemra, Kivitzkar Chazara, Vashvua was by Akedas Yitzchak, that was his Binishbati. The Bris Mem Sam does say Shvua. But it says Shvua by the Akeda. Binishbati, but then it says by Yitzchak again, Vakimosi Esa Shvua Shanishbati Avram Avicha, and that bris and shvua hamida lechok ubnei Yisrael bris olam, meaning to say for Yaakov and not for Esav, and that's what Yitzchak said to Yaakov at the end of Parshas Toldos, V'itochas Brikas Avram. What was the Krisus bris? What was the shvua? Leimor lecha etein Eretz Kenan chevel nachlaschem. So what does this mean? Lecha. What's the lecha etein? So Rashi learns in Divrei Hayamim, Rashi says, Lecha, each one of the Avos, there was a bris. There was a bris with Avram, there's been Absarim and the Shvuah by the Akedah, there was Yitzchak's Shvuah, as we just read, by Kimosi's Shvuah, there's a pasuk by Yaakov that the Radat, the Ramban learns, is a Shvuah. The Es Arsa Shinasati, Ta'av Yitzchak, Lecha et Nena, and Vayishkach. That means I gave it to them with a Shvuah, so now it's a Shvuah to you. So Lecha attain with each one. The Ibn Ezra says, "Lecha etein b'dibor." No, I didn't give it to the Avos. You know, he said, "I'm telling you that I'm going to give it to you," and that's b'dibor. L'zarecha is b'maisa. When was it given, and when was it promised? B'yosem or b'yosam misay mispar kimad b'garim ba. They were just a small number. They were barely. They were just. They weren't really. They were residents. They were just alien strangers there. Rashi explains here that. That's the chidush. Even though they were just living there, it says the lashon geirus, Hashem garsham avam v'yitzchak, and yet Hashem said that you're going to have this land. And what were they doing? They were constantly on the go. Vayishalchu migoy el goy, u'mimamlocha lamacher. What does that mean? Which nations are we talking about? Who are we referring to? Avram says Rashi went to Mitzrayim. He went to Gror. Now the Ramban writes in Pashas Toldos that Avram going to Gror was not a geirus. It wasn't a simin labanim. It wasn't a galus. Yitzchak's going to Gerar was a Simon Labanim of Golis Bavel. Avram was like a, you know, he had permission to go where he wanted, but this Rashi is not mashmanat that way. He went to Mitzrayim, he went to Gerar, v'chein Yitzchak, v'chein Yaakov, hayu b'veis Lavan 20 years. The Gamata Vayelcho, they're constantly going from one place to another. Ibn Ezra says, Vayishalchu Kavram b'Mitzrayim, or it's Plishtim, Gam Yitzchak u'Plishtim v'Yaakov l'Mitzrayim. Says the, that's another kingdom. That's right. Hashem did not let anybody oppress them. Even though they were going from place to place, as says Rashi, and the minig is that someone doesn't feel like they have their own stability, so people pick on them. They're, you know, they don't have their own place. Minig lahazik obedrachim, kishabon lamolon, so they'll pickpocket them, they'll steal what they had, they'll give them a hard time. They find pretext. They're not winners. They're people that are they're the underdog. Abu Elu, despite the fact that they were constantly on the run, they had a status of celebrities. Lo hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lazikam v'lo ashkam, like it says Asha Kasamiso. And don't tell me it's because people didn't know about them. People knew about them, and that's where you find the Yochach Aleim Melachim. The people tried to oppress them. Hashem stepped in and intervened. Where did Hashem intervene? Paro, Vayinag Hashem is Paro, Avimelech, Yitzchak, Lavan, Shechem. Hashem said, Al Tigu B'Mashichai. That's like Hashem is speaking to these oppressors, to these kings that want to start up with the Avos. Al Tigu B'Mashichai, says the Ibn Ezra, Zos Yatochacha. That's the Vayochach Aleihem Melachim. Hashem rebuked. Zos Yatochacha, Ukra Mashichai means my anointed ones. Ulai Kenhaya, Avram Navi, Hashevesh Saishki Naviu, Birchas Yitzchak Yaakov, Benavuah, Birchas Moshe, so that's why they were called Meshichai. Al Tigo Ben Meshichai, Ben Viyay Al Tareyu, Ba Avram Tsevainaga Shemesparo, Ba Yavokim Avi Melech, Bachalom Alaila, when he took Sarah, the Yaakov, it says, Vayavo kim elavan aram b'chalom alayla. But Yitzchak, you don't find Hashem appearing to Avimelech, but you see Avimelech got very apologetic. He came back to Yitzchak. By Lavan, you find it. And by Shechem, as she quotes here, that they wanted the nations wanted to get back at Yaakov after Shimon v'Levi killed out Shechem, and v'hichitas Elokim, and so on. So this is again, this is all the 15 psukim that begin the series of psukim of Hodu. This is what corresponds to Tehillim Kofei, and then next time we'll continue on from the next series of psukim.